And welcome back to Flat Baroque and our presentation of Mephistopheles, performed by the Orchestra and Coro dell'Accademia di Santa Cecilia in 1957. We're now entering Act 3. The imprisoned Margarita has lost her reason after being condemned to death for poisoning her mother and drowning the child that she bore Faust. Faust begs Mephistopheles to save her, and the devil denies responsibility but promises to do what he can. He produces a key, and Faust enters the prison, and at first Margarita thinks she is being led to execution, but then recognizes Faust and starts to relive their past, recalling their meeting in the garden. Faust wants her to escape with him, but she cannot face a life of remorse. They imagine the happiness they might have had. And when Mephistopheles orders Faust to leave with him, Margarita prays for forgiveness and renounces Faust. And then a celestial choir proclaims Margarita's salvation. And here we are now at Act 3.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Flat Baroque. We're now entering Act 4 and the epilogue of Mephistopheles, where the title character has transported Faust, who still quests for the perfection of art and beauty, to ancient Greece. There, Helen of Troy and her companion Pantalus serenade the full moon, and in the distance Faust is heard calling for Helen. As the two women leave, Faust enters, enchanted with his surroundings. Mephistopheles, however, feels uncomfortably out of place. Helen now reappears, praised by a chorus who pay her homage. She is obsessed by a nightmare vision of the destruction of Troy. She receives Faust, who declares his love for her the embodiment of pure and ideal beauty. They pledge their love and contemplate life together in peaceful Arcadia. And in the epilogue, later in his study, Faust reflects on his past. The love of the real woman brought only suffering, while that of the goddess was only an illusion. Mephistopheles despairs that Faust has still not experienced the supreme moment. Realizing that death is near, Faust invokes another dream, one in which he would rule wisely over prosperous people in a peaceful world. Mephistopheles, fearing that his victim will escape him, urges Faust to accompany him once again, but Faust, now enraptured in his own heavenly vision, speaks the fatal words, "Stay, for you are beautiful," and dies redeemed. Mephistopheles, although defeated, whistles in defiance. And here we are now at Act 4, and then the epilogue of Mephistopheles, here on Flat Baroque. Enjoy.
Thank you. Oh, la più estrema età, che in un sogno supremo si bea l'anima già, si bea l'anima già, in un sogno supremo. Cose conti e fini.